Glory to God forever and ever and ever. Jesus is alive. Amen. Jesus Christ is knocking on the door of every person's heart, and he is the Son of God, and he's the Lord God Almighty. Amen. Father, Jesus, Holy Spirit, we come to you in humility and in such gratefulness that we can be yours and belong to you, and for all that you've done for us and are doing for us. And wonderful Jesus, we give you this time. We teach us, lead us, reveal yourself to us, to that one listening. Reveal yourself through the glorious Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, we welcome you. Do you realize man was born to fellowship with God? That's what man was born to do. We can safely say every person on the earth that's what they were born to do. The chief end of man is to know God. Amen. Just to know him. If someone can just say yes to him and believe in him and know him and just continue on, which is the normal, natural way for a person to live on the earth, they will live forever in glory. Do you realize that the God Almighty, the only true God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit is beautiful beyond description and indescribable and so beautiful and glorious and majestic and so merciful, so gracious and giving and so powerful. His name is Jesus Christ, and Jesus is the we can't put into words the person of Jesus or the glory of Jesus. And something the Holy Spirit reveals, the only true God is one God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Yet they are separate. The Trinity, there's the Father, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit are separate. And Jesus was clear about that. Glory to God. So practically, how do we experience him? And it's common sense. Seek him with our whole heart. When we do that, and when someone finds him, they will find what humans were born to do, which is the final destination of knowing him is fellowship with him. Now, very few find that on the earth. That's the anointing, the fourth phase. Very few find that because it's so, for many reasons. I don't think I want to go into that too deeply, but someone must prove themselves worthy, pay the price, and it's very serious. It's Jesus said many are called, few are chosen, which means many are called to be in God's perfect will and so forth, but few pass the tests that God has, and few prove themselves worthy enough. And so this is really, if we look at the big picture, we as believers, one of our main missions is to, you know, fulfill the ministry that God has for us. That the parable of the talents. He's given a certain ministry plan for a person, and their job, so to speak, is to fulfill that. And if they don't do it, there are serious consequences, definitely. Just as with unbelievers, there are serious consequences if they say no to Jesus Christ. So, but the parable of the talents, honing in on one aspect of what Jesus revealed there, the person who didn't fulfill his ministry, buried the talent, he was fearful, lazy, and fault finding of the his master. And so let's have faith. Let's occupy and continue to do the work of God as best we can, and let's worship and praise God for all how awesome he is and not be fault finding, you know. So a big one there is faith, you know, that faith is Jesus' second most frequent topic. Faith is reliance on him, and so, but the glory of the Lord. So do you realize how he's so glorious and beautiful and magnificent? The glorious splendor of his, of your majesty is how the psalmist described him. This, the glory of the Lord is the Lord. And when someone meets him, they'll realize, wow, this is the answer. I mean, we cannot ever put him into words. You know, I've said before, it's kind of like the most wonderful things that we think of in the natural, you know, an unbeliever loves, you know, the things that they absolutely love and that give them pleasure and joy on a scale of 0 to 1,000 compared to the presence of Jesus Christ, or 0. The presence of Jesus Christ is infinity. And when someone finds him, he gives all the wonderful things. A great man of God said it so brilliantly. When we find Jesus Christ, he takes all of those things that were our first loves and puts them in the right order and puts them in the right place. Yes, God Almighty gives, he wants you and everyone, all of his children, to have it all, have family and spouse and children and friends and ministry and joy and peace and love, faith, hope, joy, peace, all these wonderful things, and have prosperity in spiritual things and in the natural, all these things. It's a celebration with Jesus Christ. That's something too that the Holy Spirit will reveal. It's a celebration. God created all these wonderful things that men and women love and cherish. He created family and friends and purpose, eternal purpose and harmony and peace and joy. And he created sex. He created music and worship. Amen. The greatest music is when we worship him. Glory to God forever. And so there's so, I know I'm touching on some various subjects, but the glory of the Lord is the Lord Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit. This is an unspeakable mystery that God himself would offer every person fellowship with him. He offers that to every person. Every person who knows him and makes it to heaven will fellowship with him forever. They will be in God's glory completely. And people who have been to heaven say, you can't put it into words, can't put him into words. I mean, it's just beyond comprehension. The main thing is in the presence and glory of God. But heaven also has this just so incredible. You read it. Recommended reading, Revelation, the last two chapters describing heaven, and I think it's just beyond comprehension. In heaven, it's the beauty of heaven and the sights and the sounds and the smells and the beautiful landscapes and mountains and hills and green grass and flowers, birds singing, praising God. The streets of gold that are like clear. Like literally people, when they went to heaven, they just couldn't believe the streets are just like pure gold. Okay? Like the foundation of the city of New Jerusalem, 12 precious stones. The gates of the city made of pearls, one beautiful pearls that just that literally are like alive. Mansions that people live in. The angels make these mansions and build them. The angels in heaven, for the glory of the Lord. Do you realize all of this is the presence and the glory of God that's available on the earth? The Holy Spirit. Jesus Christ. He's available. He's everywhere on the earth. Everywhere we go, He's there. Believe it or not, let's believe it. Let's receive it. You know, let's... Everywhere we go, His presence and glory is there. If we know Jesus Christ, a believer has the glory of God within them. In their spirit person. The real them. That's the real person. The human physical body is shaped like our spirit person. Our spirit person is made in the image and likeness of God. Amen. God the Father has, as a great man of God said in a recent message, God the Father has shape. He's actually sitting on the highest throne in the universe. Amen. And we're made in His image. That's why we have eyes and ears and we can speak and we can choose things. And that's why, you know, the famous verse, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. There's power in our words. The power of life and death is in the tongue. Why? Because we're made in God's image. That's how He functions. Amen. Jesus said, by your words you'll be justified, by your words you'll be condemned. So, my point on this, every believer has the glory of God in their spirit person, and also the glory of God that, again, is so wonderful He can't be put into human words, is everywhere on the earth, everywhere they go. If they develop that presence of Jesus, the anointing within them, then God will trust them to give them the anointing that comes upon them. That's the power of God for service, because God always wants to save, heal, bless, give, deliver, redeem, set free, anoint. He wants to do all these wonderful things. Glory to God forever. When Jesus said, he quote in Luke 4, he quoted Isaiah, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, you know, but and there's seven wonderful things. And every one of them is just this glorious thing. I should read that. Hold on. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, Jesus said, because He has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. And that's the poor in spirit, I believe. The people who are spiritual beggars looking for the answer. That's who we go to preach the gospel. It's not to people who are self-sufficient and fine. We don't even go to them because they're not going to, you know, let's go to those who are poor in spirit. They're seeking the answers, okay? Now, okay, He sent me to heal the brokenhearted. Heal the brokenhearted. To proclaim liberty to the captives. Freedom, set free. Jesus sets free. Recovery of sight to the blind. So people who were blind spiritually now we can see because of Jesus Christ. Amen. To set at liberty those who are oppressed. There's the liberty again. And those who are oppressed. So that's what God is always doing. He's always in the business of meeting needs and helping people and lifting them up and you know, and then proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. And the main greatest miracle is salvation. If you don't know Jesus Christ, come to Him, receive Him. If you've been away from Jesus Christ, come back to Him. There's always mercy if we come in humility. But so what brought me to speaking about this, I wanted to just give kind of a unique one-time message about how this glory that fills heaven, that's on the earth, okay, when someone just says yes to Jesus Christ, to the only true God, their spirit person alive with the glory of God. And they now, they're in the born-again phase. There's four phases. So to get to that glory, they've got to go, they have the privilege of going into the four phases, okay, and getting rid of their old nature so that we can experience His glory. It is fascinating. Just like I said in yesterday's message, the natural world does reveal deep spiritual truth. And so let me repeat that. God is always giving sunlight, air, and food and water. I know some people have trouble getting food and water. Our heart goes out to them, okay? But God is always giving things that keep everyone on the earth alive in the natural. Well, He's doing the same thing spiritually. He's, as I mentioned, His presence and glory is everywhere on the earth. That's the Holy Spirit. That's God Almighty, the only true God. That's Jesus Christ. And He's knocking on the door of every person's heart. The Holy Spirit is convicting them, drawing them to God. Okay? But it's a deep, eternal mystery that God made man in His image and gave him a choice. And so he cannot and will not make someone choose Him. If somebody wonders, I'll finish with this. This is an eternal mystery. Many people wonder, and they object, don't they? They say, oh, if you're saying God is such a God of love, okay, and He's all these wonderful, wonderful things, then why doesn't everyone get saved and make it to heaven? That's a big objection that people have. They may not verbalize it, but that's okay. And the answer is, man has a choice. Man's made in His image. Yes, all of that, God is a God of love. He wants everyone to make it to heaven, but it's up to a person to choose. And it's the same thing with believers. I look at my own past and I'm repenting because there's times I did not choose to follow Jesus fully. And that's foolish. That's foolish. He's merciful. We can always come to Him and find newness and mercy. But that's the answer. God's made man in His own image. And even down to our choices, you know, everything, if we really look at it, everything that a human does is by choice. When we deal with a person, I mean, I'm saying this to myself, okay? I'm not judging others. I'm just saying, when that person hurts us, we can choose to love and forgive, or we can choose to do something else. You know, everything we do is by choice, really, if you look at it, which is just amazing. And so, let's choose faith. You know, let's choose relying on God and having the confidence that He gives, and receiving all that He has for us today. He give us today our daily bread, which is the daily portion of the glorious Lord Jesus that He wants us to have. And I pray that you receive that. Amen.